A democracy functions when there is an ethos. An ethos has to be a shared set of values. We are so far away from being able to express that, that it is competing ideologies, competing theocracies, competing personal needs and personal the idea that there is a transcendent ethos, that there is a transcendent part of a body politic which demands us, if we are to be democratic, demands that we find and work towards a shared narrative. So on one hand, you see dialogue and people talk about dialogue. And yet so often dialogue is détente. I want to know about the other guy. I don't want them to be my neighbor. I don't want. And so sharing a story, and the other part of our work in terms of our roundtables, is just to allow people to share their personal stories. So one hand, we have our traditional stories, which work through schools and community. The other, we build community by allowing people to share their personal stories. When they come around a table, we don't ask them what they stand for. We don't ask them what position. We're not looking for a soundbite or for them to advocate anything. We just want to know our neighbor. We just want to know people as fellow human beings. And once that happens, it changes the paradigm dramatically. And after you say, I can be friends with this guy, there's nothing threatening about her, then it provides this wonderful open space for people to put the tough issues on the table, because there's a sense that we are committed to being in community together. Without the sense that we are committed to being together, whether it be a marriage, whether it be friendship, whatever, everything is always tested. But unless we have that commitment that we want to, we see ourselves as part of a great nation. And patriotism means moving through the tough pieces. Patriotism doesn't mean democracy is not a spectator sport. It demands active participation. And unfortunately, the way we have been divided, not just now, from probably the beginning, the way we have been divided suggests that what we're going to do is yell as loudly as we can for the people or against the people without giving us a chance to participate in this healing.